fire.
I said this week. There is not a single coach that you have as a head coach, especially. I don't know all the assistants, but I know every single head coach. There's not a single one of them that couldn't go elsewhere. And most of them, and I don't know about all of them, but most of them could go somewhere else and make more money. I mean, we could have lost Josh Holliday to Texas. He loves one color orange. He doesn't love that burnt orange down in Austin. We know that. I mean, there. You know, Jim Littell has opportunities. You know that Coach Bratton has opportunities. Coach Sanchez, one of the best in what he does, has opportunities. And that's the great thing about the assemblage of coaching staff that you have. There's a lot of really good people. Chris Young. There's a lot of really, really good coaches that could go elsewhere but have elected to make Stillwater their home.
Well, I think every coach on our staff is paid under the market, including our head football coach.
That's interesting.
He is. I mean, you look at it, his program, you could, I don't think there's any question over the last 5, 6, 7 years, he's got the second best football program in the Big 12 Conference. He's been top 15, top 20 on a regular basis. You know, there's so many great things to be said about football here, and that not only do we win at a high level, we do it by running a clean program, and I think Sports Illustrated confirmed that for us. He runs a disciplined program. It stands for the right things, where you graduate players, you achieve at a high level academically, good citizens. They play the game with respect, and they respect the people around them. And all that, none of that is unimportant. It's all very, very, very important. And I think a lot of those things that I talked about actually trump the one loss record. So Mike Dungy's done a great job. But if you just look at what he's paid relative to everybody else around the country, certainly he's underpaid. But he loves Stillwater. And he's a Cowboy. And I don't think that he wants to coach anyplace else. And you could roll right down our coaching staff, and a lot of them are former students at OSU, student athletes at OSU, mm-hmm. but even the ones that aren't, like Dave Smith and Chris Young, they're as good as anybody in college athletics at any level, not just their sport, and they love Stillwater. They treat this like it's their alma mater, so no different. Dave Smith could have left 4 or 5 years ago and doubled, tripled his salary. He loves it here. So.
What's your relationship with your coaches? What is it really?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'll say this, because I know in having talked to you in the past that you pride yourself on the relationships that you do have. You come at things two ways, which I think is what makes you very unique at what you do. One is as a former coach. Two is a very steward-minded business person. So you bring two different aspects to what you do that a lot of people can't. They might bring coaching, but you bring both of those together. And I know that, you know, we've talked about relationships, but I've had coaches, have several of your coaches tell me, Casey, I want a tournament, or I want a really big game, or my first big game here. I heard from a lot of people, but I didn't hear from Coach Holder. And there was a report earlier that described you as cold and hard. That's your style. Are you cold and hard?
Well, my wife probably wouldn't agree with that.
Yeah, but she's a lovely woman. That's different.
We have high standards, and I won't apologize for that. And I mean, it's great to win a game, but I mean, those fade away quickly. I'm more interested in winning championships, and beyond that, more importantly, in the relationship between that coach and the athletes. Under his or her charge, and loving the athletes, inspiring the athletes, teaching the athletes, changing the athletes' lives for the better, teaching them how to dream big and make those dreams come true. I've said that hundreds of thousands of – well, I can't say that many, but that's all I ever talked about when I coached.
Sure.
And that's the way I view the world as an athletic director. So I'm more apt to compliment a coach on his relationships with his players – than a victory here or there.
So do you think that, you know, because I love the fact that you talked to Coach Underwood. Again, glad he didn't see it your way, but I'm glad you talked to him about a partnership, because I think that is what these coaches want. But it is interesting to me, Coach. Again, I know every one of your head coaches, and I talk to them a lot. They want positive affirmation from you. They want their athletic director to, and I'm not saying they're all this way. I'm just saying I've talked to several who have thought this, and I've been around the program 27 years, so I'm talking a lot of coaches. You haven't been here 20, you've been here 27 years, but not as the AD. But so it's not 27 years of coaches, but lots of them go, man, it took me a while to understand why I didn't get that response, or I didn't get that positive affirmation. You're a former coach who has had great success. Now you're their boss. They want to know that you appreciate them, and not in a weird way, but in a, hey, at least I know I'm on his radar screen a little bit. Is that just not who you are?
Well, no, you just needed to coach me up a little bit.
You said one of us is going to learn something today.
Well, I've already made the trip down to, is this 7th and Main?
It is, yes, sir.
Yeah, the trip to 7th and Main has already been beneficial for me. I hope you get something out of it.
So far, I am learning something out of it. So, I mean, did you when your athletic director? Because I don't recall who all was here when you were here as a coach. But did you get positive affirmation?
No,
ever?
No, I didn't seek it out, and I didn't need it.
But isn't it nice to have every now and then to somebody to say, okay, yeah, look, that was good.
I guess you don't miss what you never had.
So,
let me say this. That's not what motivated me.
Sure.
It was never, never, never about me, and I hope it never, never becomes about me. It was always about the student athletes and that relationship, that bond. The tournaments that we won, those were for the athletes. I wanted that next freshman class to have the thrill, the joy of bonding together with teammates, dreaming together, and actually becoming the best that there was at what they were out there trying to compete for. And when that happens, it's a special, special moment, something that you never forget. So the memories mean a whole lot more than the trophies. They're just a representation. And we threw every trophy away except for the conference championship and the national championship, because they just fade immediately. The one goal that's fixed in your mind that you want to accomplish is to be the absolute best that particular year. And
anything less than that a failure?
Sure.
Really?
If from that side of the conundrum, that what you're in it for, to teach and make a difference in kids' lives, but in sports, you keep score, and there's a measuring stick out there. So you don't want to let that distract you. The accolades, the championship trophies, all that distract you from the real mission, which is to make a difference in their lives. Teach them a better way. Teach them discipline. Make a better husband out of them. You know, augment what they learned at home, hopefully, that they brought with them. And when they leave, let them have a degree in hand and be ready to go out. If they can't play professional golf, they're going to get a job. They're going to be a leader in their community, and they're going to be a good husband and a good father. That's the real success. But it's distorted or camouflaged by and it's nothing wrong with it. The competitive nature, the fact that you want to be the best, that you want to win a trophy, you want to be a champion. Yes, that's very, very important, and it's wonderful to share those dreams together. But the thing that lasts forever are the memories, the friendships that you make on that team. We've got guys that the best friends they still have in their life are the ones that they made when they're 4 or 5 years on this campus at Oklahoma State University. And that's why they always want to come back, because they feel like they're home and they have good memories. As soon as you come into Stillwater, those memories flood over you and overwhelm you, and you feel like you're young again. There's nothing like it. It's priceless, and that you want that for every athlete that you ever had. I want that for every athlete right now across our whole department. There's about 425 of them, maybe a little less, because some sports count multiple like track.
Sure.